Unit 7. Part 2. Time ran on. Thousands of pounds were offered in reward. But Mr. Hyde had disappeared as if he had never existed. Much of his past was indeed dug up, and it was all disgraceful. Stories were told of his pitiless cruelty and violence, of his immoral life, of his strange acquaintances, of the hatred that seemed to have surrounded him. And yet not a whisper was heard of his present hiding place. From the time he left the house in Soho on the morning of the murder, he had simply melted into the London fog. Gradually, as the weeks passed, Mr. Utterson began to recover from his alarm and from his troubled conscience. The death of Sir Danvers was, in his opinion, fully paid for by the disappearance of Hyde. At the same time, a new life began for Dr. Jekyll, now that Hyde's evil influence had been removed. He went out more frequently, strengthened his ties with old friends, and became once more their familiar guest and entertainer. He had always been known for his generosity to the poor. He was now equally distinguished for religion. He was busy. He spent a great deal of time in the open air instead of shutting himself up in his laboratory, and he was kind and generous to people, and he did good. The expression on his face was brighter and more sincere, as if with consciousness of service, and for more than 2 months the doctor was at peace. On January the 8th, Utterson had dined at the doctor's with a small party. Lanyon had been there, and their host's eyes had turned from one to the other, as in the old days when the three were the closest friends. But on the 12th, and again on the 14th, Utterson was refused admittance to the house. "Dr. Jekyll," said the servant, Poole, "will go nowhere and see no one." On the 15th, Utterson tried again, and was again refused. For the last months, he had been seeing his friend almost daily. Now he missed his company, and felt in low spirits without it. The next night he invited guests to dine with him, and the night after that he went to see Dr. Lanyon. There, at least, he was not refused admittance. But when Utterson went in, he was shocked at the change that had taken place in the doctor's appearance. He looked like someone who had been threatened with death. His rosy face had grown pale. He had lost a lot of weight and most of his hair, and looked much older. But what struck the lawyer even more was a look in his eye and a strangeness of manner that could only be caused by some violent terror in the mind. It was unlikely that the doctor would fear death, yet that was what Utterson was tempted to suspect. Utterson was surprised and shocked. A week before, the future had smiled with promises of a long and happy life. Now, in a moment, friendship, peace of mind, and the whole way of his life were wrecked. Such a great and unexpected change pointed to madness. But Lanyon's manner and words showed that there must be some deeper reason. A week later, Dr. Lanyon took to his bed. In less than 2 weeks, he was dead.